Spirit serves up a bit of tough love on the podcast this week. They're asking us to hold ourselves accountable, and frankly, that can feel all kinds of uncomfortable. Can you relate? In today's episode, we explore how we can practice acceptance in challenging times. And not just in the midst of a pandemic, but any time we may face people and situations that are less than perfect, at least to our minds. If you're struggling to find acceptance and peace right now, today's episode may help, as we discuss the difference between an active and passive surrender and acceptance. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Well, the theme for this week can often bring up a whole host of feelings and ideas and reactions and responses in people. That's because we need to talk about acceptance. And before you turn me off, before you leave the podcast, let me just say that I think this episode is going to highlight for you other ways of thinking about acceptance. So I want to start by diving into what acceptance really means, because I think sometimes people react to this word because it implies that we just have to suck it up, or we just have to bite our lip and this is the way it is and there's nothing you can do about it. And actually, that is the antithesis of what this card and what this theme is actually all about. Acceptance doesn't mean that we condone or are okay with the circumstances or the situation we find ourselves in. For example, a pandemic. But acceptance means acknowledging who or what is actually here. It's also about accepting ourselves as we are. And that doesn't imply that we don't want to change or that we wouldn't appreciate improvement. It is just the precursor to that is accepting what is here already. So acceptance is really about being truly present to this moment without giving up our faith, trust, hope, ability to create something different after this moment. So we're being asked this week to practice acceptance. And of course, I'm still recording this when there is a pandemic on. Things could have shifted quite dramatically by the time this goes to air. I'm recording it at the end of April, and we're just about to see Queensland's restrictions moved. So by the time this goes to air, that will have happened. I believe that there may be some other changes across Australia, and depending on where you are in the world, that may or may not be happening for you. In any case, it feels like we are still operating, not yet as normal programming, but under the confines of some new rules. And so naturally, this acceptance card almost quite obviously seems to be speaking to this point. I don't think it's just as simple as the pandemic, that there could be a multitude of layers that this world crisis highlights for us, but it can also just be at a very individual level. And so, of course, at a very individual level, it could just be self-acceptance. On a collective level, I think it does speak to some of the bigger points around our acceptance, and it's not even tolerance of others, it is acceptance of others. Accepting that other people may have different views from yours. It is accepting that we're stuck in these new conditions that, frankly, we may not like very much. It may be accepting that there are things far beyond our control right now. It may be accepting that we feel like our freedoms have been removed. It could be something else entirely that your life is asking you to accept right now. And so there are a couple of key themes that I see as being linked to this, and I want to take a little bit of time to move through each of those. So I've already hinted that it is often linked with self-love or love. It's often linked with patience, another one that people sort of roll their eyes at me when this comes up in a reading. I hate pulling the patience card as well, but it is a theme that I want to talk about in today's episode. I also want to touch on forgiveness and surrender, because I think that these are themes that, you know, maybe we've heard these words before, maybe we've thought that we've addressed them before, but they're not the kinds of things that we get to address once and then tick the box and say, oh, I've learned that now. It doesn't really work that way. They are a committed way of life, really. So in terms of self-love, acceptance and self-love are really one and the same. Because if we don't accept ourselves or accept a situation as it is or accept another as they are, we have huge conditions on when and how and to whom we send our love. In terms of ourselves, we need to be able to accept ourselves in all of our messy glory, with the perceived flaws that are not flaws, but beautiful facets of our soul and our soul's expression that has come to this planet to learn and grow and share. I think sometimes the idea of our soul can be romanticized as perfect, and that therefore we are only in alignment with our soul when we become perfect. And I don't subscribe to that notion. We are perfect now. We are worthy of love now. And those around us are actually also worthy of love right now, even if we don't agree with them, even if they are triggering us so much right now, they are still worthy of love. And part of the acceptance is even accepting that you or someone else is not living up to your ego's expectation of who the ego thinks you or they should be. And sometimes that's a really tough pill to swallow. And sometimes there are sometimes clearer opportunities. And right now, those opportunities to see someone lovingly a little harder, as each person is reacting, or each country or each community is reacting in their own way to a pandemic. I want to be really clear, because my favorite international president just popped into my mind. If you're a long-time listener to the podcast, you'll know who I'm talking about. And he's just popped into my mind. I just want to be really clear. I'm not saying that I therefore condone, or that we should, any of us should condone the actions or inactions of any one in particular. Merely that an acceptance of who is or what is in front of us is the first step to enacting real change. So when acceptance is linked to self-love, it is about acknowledging where we are, who we are, as we are, and loving the bejesus out of who you find. And trying our darndest to extend that to others. Secondly, the acceptance card for me is often linked with patience. And again, like I said before, patience is one of those things where it's like, I don't want to be patient and I've got my own timeline and I'm used to instant gratification and I don't want to have to wait around. Soul just works on a different timeline to our human selves. And so what if being patient was really just about, or more about, allowing these two timelines that we sort of straddle or that we exist across to come into union with one another? There used to be a clairvoyant image many years ago. I used to see this image of, I guess you call them travelators, in airports usually is where I see them. So they are not necessarily like stairs or having you ascend from one level to another. They're the sort of travelators that basically you should get on with your suitcase and not have to move, and they're going to do the walking for you. So they're actually just horizontal travelators. I don't know what they're called, but hopefully you know what I mean. And so I used to get this clairvoyant image with this kind of travelator that was somewhat gamified as if I was watching a computer game. And what would happen is when we're in alignment with our soul, with our soul's timeline, or even when we're in alignment with the timeline for our earth, it is the equivalent of getting on one of these supercharged, turbocharged, like graduate to the next level of your game kind of travelators. And they're not always there. They're not there in every airport, right? They're not necessarily at every juncture in an airport. You could be in a particular wing of an airport and they don't exist. And so that's kind of like life too, that there are some times where we have to be patient because things aren't being supercharged or turbocharged. We aren't able just to jump on that travelator and take off or get into the slipstream of our soul. And so right now it feels a little clunky because there is no supercharging this. There is no supercharging the upgrading of consciousness and collective energy right now, as much as we wish that there was. And so this patience card, it's really interesting. It's not necessarily what I was going to talk about. And actually, I didn't turn the card over. I should correct that. I didn't turn over the patience card. The patience theme is one that was given to me. I've only turned over the acceptance card. But the patience theme associated with acceptance is also asking us to really trust that there is some bigger power in this game that gets to determine when we get to jump on a supercharge. And it's not necessarily like the powers that be or the universe. It's our ability to prepare for it. When we've done all of the work, then we become supercharged. We come into the slipstream, the resonance works, and things speed up. So when we're being told to have patience, to have acceptance, what we're also really being told is keep doing the work, keep doing the work, and this will speed up soon. Okay, third point I want to touch on is forgiveness. So forgiveness is far more about the person doing the forgiving than it is the person who may have wronged us or the situation that has wronged us to begin with. The idea of forgiveness setting us free is what I want you to be thinking about here. Because when we can come into acceptance, we are also able to move into true forgiveness, which says, I can let this go, so I can jump on that super turbocharged travelator rather than be slowed down and bogged down on wishing this was something different. Because it doesn't matter how much you wish it was different, your wishing won't change it. But coming into the slipstream of your soul, aligning your energy and remembering your brilliance and your power is in your energetic state. If you harness that and then want to make change, you're going to have a far bigger impact than simply pushing up against the thing you don't like or pushing up against the person you don't like so much right now. And so acceptance and forgiveness both talk to this idea that I am not saying I am okay with what you've done or that I'm okay with this situation. I'm going to drop my anger. I'm going to drop my hurt. I'm going to drop my resistance so I can find a way through. And then the fourth point I want to make is surrender. Because it's just another way of actually saying everything that I've just been saying. And so oftentimes people will say to me, but if I surrender, isn't that me giving up? If I surrender, how will anything get done? And there is an active surrender. I am not talking about a passive surrender. And so equally, I'm talking about an active acceptance, an active love, an active patience, an active forgiveness. And so a passive surrender really looks like throwing your hands up in the air, waving the white flag and saying, I give up, I give in, I have no power here, I'm handing it over to you. And that is not what I'm referring to here. An active surrender looks like discernment. It looks like objectively responding to a situation from love without an agenda about the outcome we're trying to orchestrate. And so the surrender is actually to, I can't control the outcome here, but I can actively be in my power, be fully embodied. I can be actively engaged in my energetic set point, and that I can control. And if I bring that to this situation and surrender the outcome, then I am very actively influencing the outcome that I want. And then the rest is out of our hands. Now, I said that I was going to talk about 4 points, and I have, but I'm going to bring in a fifth. Because before I hit record, I did turn over one other card, and it wasn't self-love or patience or any of the things that I've spoken about. The card that I turned over is trust. Again, if you're a long-time listener, you know that this card has been floating around since the beginning of February, and we're now in May. The reason this card was, I think, contributed to today's forecast is that to really have an active acceptance, to truly unconditionally love, to practice patience and forgiveness and surrender, that becomes possible and far more easy when we trust that there is something bigger than us that is running the show. And what I mean by that is we are influencers of the outcome and not controllers of the outcome. We need to trust that if we focus on ourselves, if we keep increasing our vibration, we keep doing our individual work, that it is going to have a knock-on effect to those around us. It is not our job to tell them to do it. It is not our job to drag them along kicking and screaming with us. It is their job to choose that. But if we keep increasing our capacity for a higher vibration, and this is actually happening on our planet right now, that the tipping point changes and more people have helped to tip the scales so that those who need to still do the work are waking up. And we need to trust that there is a bigger timeline than any single one of us individually. The earth has her own blueprint and her own timeline. We just need to play our part and trust that there is something so much bigger that we could never have power alone to overcome. We can't stand at the ocean's edge and think we can hold back the tides. And instead, we need to be able to fortify ourselves for the waves that are beckoning for us to swim in. So, acceptance is ultimately the biggest, or one of the biggest demonstrations of trust that says, I don't know what else is possible here, but I trust that right now what I've been given is not the end point. I trust that there is something better for me and for every other person involved. And I can't magic my way there, but I can accept that I might need to change if I want the situation to change. And I might need to change if I want to see this differently. So, as I share today's forecast, it feels kind of tough. Not that the energy is tough, just that it's like some tough love. It's like, I was going to share this example. I won't give all of the details, but one of my children today was finding things just a little bit hard, and it's not my place to share that story for her. But my husband and I had a little bit of tough love for her. She had gotten in trouble. She felt badly because she was in trouble. She had some responses to that. And so we had to not bend the rules and change the rules, but actually say, we love you that much that we're going to hold you to this because we know that you can do better. And that is the energy that Spirit's giving me. They are these loving beings that love us and want to see us grow and want to see our planet advance. And so they're holding us to account. That's what it is. It's that gritty feeling of not being let off the hook and accepting that and loving that and having to actually really look at ourselves and swallow that tough pill of like, it doesn't feel so good. And part of the reason that we go for instant gratification is it's a quick win to dull out what doesn't feel good. So, interesting. I can't wait to see how this plays out for all of us this week. As I said, I'm recording this what would be 2 weeks ahead of time. So I'm also really curious to see how this plays out in terms of the pandemic and where life will have taken us 2 weeks from now. So keep practicing acceptance. That might look like some self-love practices. It may look like some additional meditation. Particularly in Queensland, we can now go back into nature in new ways. We can spend more time outdoors. So for some of us, that may mean actually like not being so hard on yourself and taking the day off, or taking the time to do these things while we feel all of the feels. Okay, until next week, good luck. Are you longing to become connected? Are you ready to connect to yourself, your intuition, spirit, and soul? Then my new program, Connected, is perfect for you. It's a self-guided, self-paced exploration that will reconnect you to your path and purpose. To find out more, visit helenjacobs.co.